Hello and welcome back to the Politics Unboxed podcast. My name is Rhys, and today I'm going to be bringing you something a little bit different because I was up in London yesterday, which was the 21st of June. The date I think we'll all be familiar with as what was meant to be the final ending of lockdown restrictions in the UK, according to Boris Johnson and the government. And I was up for other reasons, but I managed to stumble my way across. I sort of half went looking for it, half stumbled across an anti-lockdown protest on Parliament Green, or Parliament Square rather, and in and around the Downing Street area. And I thought, well, what a perfect opportunity to go and get the thoughts and sample some of the sights and sounds, although of course I'm the only one who was able to see the sights from this, as this is a podcast, of the anti-lockdown protest. So that's what this episode is going to be about. So to give you a little bit of a look ahead as to what's going to happen, I was down there recording a couple of pieces into my handheld mic, and a couple of interviews with members of the lockdown protest, or anti-lockdown protest. And that's what this episode's going to be about. Now, I'm going to warn you, some of the audio quality on these clips is going to be a little bit poorer than you're going to be getting used to with the Politics Unboxed podcast. It was outside. There is going to be a lot of noise pollution in the background. Now, in situations like this, I would normally recommend listening through headphones, but on some occasions it does get a bit loud. I'll try and give you guys fair warning before it gets loud. But if it does end up being a little bit too loud, then I am sorry. And if you can't make out what I'm trying to say, then do please get in touch, leave us a message, and I'll try and edit things around to make sure you can hear all that's going on, because this is a very important thing to be bringing to you guys. My first reel out and about. Let me know if this is something you want to hear more of, but for now, this is the first out and about talking points episode of the Politics Unboxed podcast. So here we are in the middle of Westminster on College Green, Parliament Green, and it is an anti-lockdown protest. There are a couple of hundred, slowly growing as we get bigger and bigger, and there are placards out, there are men chanting, we have someone who's created a soundtrack for it called Don't Take the Vaccine. It is sort of a roadblock, in effect, going down Great George Street, just before you get to the crossroads by the Elizabeth Tower and Big Ben, and it seems very lively so far. There doesn't seem to be too much in the way of pushing and shoving. The main thing seems to be the disruption being caused to the roads. You can hear the horns behind me, no doubt. Plenty of slogans on the banners here, and plenty of police. They've been moving around this one from Westminster over to Downing Street and now back to Westminster. Seems to be many people, so I'm going to try and grab a word with some of them and see why they're out here today and what they hope to gain from this. They just seem to be moving off, actually. One group of them is peeling away towards the Houses of Parliament, moving off the road. Possibly they've been told by the police that they have to get off the road or face more action. I can just see groups of police actually massing, so I'm going to wait a little bit. I've got a couple of columns to my left, just by the statue of Viscount Palmerston, for those of you who know Parliament Square. And a couple of officers now moving in from the Houses of Parliament itself as they sort of move in to try and break up this street roadblock. I'm going to stick around for a little bit longer as you hear the sounds of this protest very lively just over my shoulder. There's loud music, we've got vuvuzelas, there are flags and placards and banners, as I said before. And it looks like this protest is here to stay for a little bit. Obviously, this would have been 21st of June, the day where all social restrictions were lifted. And now we are seeing the pent-up frustrations of people who were promised so much and have not got it.
The police are now starting to move in more, so I'm going to take a few steps backwards as a man with a megaphone walks in my direction. I can hear him. Let's see what he has to say. He's got a siren noise on his megaphone. So that was him if you heard a siren noise there. So we've got the protesters now getting their way out of the road. As the police do start to move in now from more sides. One sign that's particularly caught my eye is BBC, just a bunch of wokers alongside 99.97% are not dying. I'm just going to go up to this couple here.
Excuse me, sir.
Would you mind telling me why you're down here today? Just want to get a picture of the people who are down here for the protests.
Who do you work for?
I'm an impartial one. I'm my own podcast.
So yeah, that was my little intro to the anti-lockdown protest. And now I'm going to play you the interview that I managed to get with that couple. And it's a bit of a short one. They had places to go, people to see. They only said they could stop for a couple of minutes. Obviously, the protest getting into full swing by then. But I think it's one of the more eloquent ways of putting the complaints of those who were there at this anti-lockdown protest. I see this chap came down from Edinburgh, down with someone I believe to be his girlfriend. I have no reason to believe otherwise. And he was able to give me a little bit of an insight into what is going on and how they feel about the whole situation with lockdown. So let's hand it over to my interview.
So I'm down here on Parliament Square, where what looks like a fairly decently sized anti-lockdown protest is going on. I'm here with two people who've got their own banner. It reads No More Lockdowns. You can visit that nomorelockdowns.uk website. Ross, why are you guys down here?
So we came from Edinburgh, from Scotland, in order to support our this demonstration, because I think enough is enough. And the last extension of this lockdown really demonstrates that this is not about a virus. Now, the number of people who are actually dying, supposedly, has been in the single digits. So such restrictions are no longer justified.
Were you involved with this protest before the 21st of June then, or was it that pushed you over the edge into joining this?
No, actually, this is my fourth event to which I attend to. My second one in London, and I attended to two of them in Edinburgh, but I prefer to come here to London as the turnout is usually bigger. Last time we were in the hundreds of thousands. Some people were talking about 500,000 or 1,000,000.
Have you heard about the possible event on Saturday that might be slightly bigger?
Oh yeah, unfortunately I'm busy that day, but I really hope that the turnout will be at least as good as it was.
And if you could say one thing to Boris Johnson and to Matt Hancock whilst remaining as civil as you can, what would that be?
Well, I would say this situation will affect their children one sooner than later. I mean, it's a bit naive to think that they can keep profiting out of this situation ad infinitum. It's impossible. Yeah, that's it.
So that's just a flavour of what we've got today on Parliament Square.
So after that interview with the young couple, I managed to stay around for a little bit, watching some of the police activities, having a look around, and generally getting a feel for the sights and sounds of this protest. And it was quite a peaceful protest, all things considered. A couple of incidents of members of the public getting certainly talked to by the Met Police, who were there in quite large numbers. I had a walk all around sort of Horse Guards, Downing Street, Parliament Square, that sort of area, just to get a feel of what the police presence was. And it was quite hefty. They were expecting probably larger numbers than they got, and potentially a rowdier crowd. Maybe the rain turned some people away. But as I was walking around, I saw various stickers and placards up that have been left and sort of stuck on buildings and statues, things like that. All of them from various different groups. The one I saw the most of was the White Rose. If you're interested in them, go and check them out to see what they are talking about. But they are very heavily anti-lockdown, COVID skeptic, things like that. Very much the 99.97% of people are not dying sentiment being picked up by the White Rose. And after that, I was actually hanging around Parliament Square, just getting a quick breather, really, from walking around. And I was approached by a member of the anti-lockdown protest and handed a piece of paper. And on that paper, it was a quote from the book of Revelations. Now, I don't actually have the piece of paper to hand at the moment, but this lady began to talk to me about how this was a sign of the coming of the devil and how we are seeing the end of days and we should repent our sins. So this was a recording I was able to get. I did ask beforehand with both the contributors to this and again afterwards, just to make sure they were fine with this being used in a podcast setting. And this is a little snippet. Unfortunately, the audio quality was very poor on this particular one. It was kind of a rushed recording on my part, so I've had to sort of cut in halfway through one of the answers to these questions. But we're talking about how the drug research centres down in Southampton, who put in the Metro paper, a full page advert of sort of, have you had the AstraZeneca vaccine? If you have, get in touch, we want to learn more. Sort of the regular trial study contacts, just to make sure that this is getting the right uptake. And they were talking mainly about that and several religious connotations. So with that little introduction to this interview out of the way, let's give it a go. But again, unfortunately, some of the sound was very much garbled and the file ended up not being quite of the right quality, so I've had to cut it quite a bit, and we've missed out a good chunk of the opening. But hopefully, you get the gist of what they were talking about.
Over mid stop, there's like 1,200 odd deaths already.
They're asking us in the paper, they're saying, if you've had any actions in today's paper,
is that AstraZeneca? Because they know it's unsafe, they must. Yes, I was. We just emailed these.
Wow.
So they're realising. What the lady told me, the hospital's a chock a block with COVID.
Well, people have got COVID.
With vaccination victims.
Well, because it's not a vaccination.
Or, well,
it's COVID.
How would you label it?
Well, it's mRNA technology. Exactly the same as they label it on the press release on the Moderna and.
What do you feel about the pieces in the paper then? Are they just trying to get people to sign up for something that
they're
they shouldn't sign up?
Happening. When the devil starts like that, he exposes himself too fast.
I don't trust anything.
No, we don't trust, but they realise something's wrong. So they're trying to say, they'll probably find the say nothing much is wrong. You know, and they'll have all the statistics telling them everything's wrong. They won't tell you.
I know.
It's a terrible situation. It's the end of it.
So after that lovely little interview there, I went off around the rest of my day, got some other things done that I needed to get done up in London, and then I found my way back in Westminster and Parliament Square. And by this point, the protest had sort of moved on towards Downing Street. And I was able to have a quick look around, and there was plenty of rubbish left around, plenty of signs and placards on the floor. Now, I would later find out that some of these people were coming back to Parliament Square to pick up these placards. But at the time, I was just looking around and thinking, crikey, they want to get back out into the community. And if this is what is left behind when people get back out into the community, maybe the community don't want them out and about. And I had a very much off the microphone chat with a couple of Met police officers saying, well, this is actually one of the quieter protests, not too many people. They're expecting quite a few more on Saturday. I don't know if you remember from the first interview I did with the couple that there is a protest planned for Saturday when the weather is meant to be a little bit nicer, meant to be seeing some of the things that are there. Maybe I'll try and get down there for that. You never know. If this one turns out to be a good episode and gets good reviews, then I'll try and get up and do another one. But the police are saying very much that they're possibly thinking of kettling people in. Obviously, they weren't keen to discuss tactics on how to deal with a protest with some schmuck with a microphone. But at the moment, they seemed quite happy to push people down the way to Downing Street, and then when they were coming back, just guide them back to Parliament Square. The police are very appreciative that these people do have the freedom of speech and the freedom to protest. Just careful to make sure it wasn't becoming a nuisance to other commuters, sort of getting in the way. But this is potentially one of the protests that could be banned under the Police Crime and Sentencing Bill, which, if it causes a nuisance at all, would be potentially in line for being struck down as illegal. So this is one of the things that you're having to contend with. Both sides of the coin, protests that you agree with and protests that you don't necessarily agree with, will be affected by that new bill. But as I was back in Parliament Square, the group started to come back towards me, and by the time I recorded this next segment, the group was mainly sort of split into two, one half of it down in the Downing Street area, a couple of tennis balls I saw being lobbed into Downing Street, nothing like rocks or bottles, things like that, just a couple of tennis balls I think I saw, probably with messages scribbled on them. But about half down there and half back up on Parliament Square. So that's just a picture of how the protest was going by the time this little intro section came up.
So back on Parliament Green here. I don't know if you can hear me a little bit better now. I've taken the wind muffler off, which might be a benefit or a negative, but we'll have to wait and see. The police are now forming up. They look like they're set to kettle them in down Downing Street way, or down Parliament Street, in fact, as they're moving up into banks of lines and columns. The protest seems to be petering out on Parliament Square, but there has been another breakaway to go down to Downing Street area. You still hear the whistles and the air horns and things like that. So I'm going to stay around for a little bit longer just to see what is going on here. Because, like I said, it looks like the protest could be petering out a bit, but then again, it does seem to be that the protest has just split into a couple of groups rather than staying as one large mass. We'll have to wait and see because we're not quite sure, as I said, how this is going to play out. I've managed to get a chat with a couple of people talking about why they're down here. And they had some interesting things to say. One lady talking to me about the drug safety research unit down in Southampton, saying that their figures are wrong. They've been writing to that unit apparently quite frequently, and they haven't been getting responses. We've also been talking to a couple more people who are out here today. They're all pretty certain they're going to get kettled in by the police at some point today, but they're just not sure when. And they're all out here because they feel that this lockdown has gone for too long. Some of them were willing to give some benefit of the doubt to the government before these repeated pushbacks of lockdown opening up. But now they have just had it. So quite easy to see their frustration. It is very evident. A couple of members of Parliament just pulling in. I believe that is Dehenna Davison just pulling in to the Houses of Parliament there. They opened the gates up for her, as the police guarding the gates do. Didn't have to fight her way through a crowd of protesters. Not too much happening in the road now. They've managed to clear the road surface, but it does look like Downing Street is back under siege from these lockdown protesters.
And yeah, that was sort of it for the protest. I stuck around for a little bit longer. I had a couple more chats to people, very much vaccine sceptics, lockdown sceptics in the crowd. Some more eloquent than others. I didn't decide to get any more recordings. I felt it was more natural to just have conversation with the people. Many of them just fed up with the repeated promises and unfulfilled promises from the government. Although I wouldn't want to characterise them all as that. Some were very much, don't take the vaccine at all, never touch it, don't take it. And I would say that would probably be a majority of it. The majority of them were seemingly very comfortable on their own turf. You'll notice through some of the interviews I did there, I wasn't going to be challenging people on what their data and evidence was coming from. I wanted to let them talk in their own words without then putting words in my mouth about potentially calling me an agent of the state or things like that. I didn't want to give anyone ammunition to go on me with that. Although if you do want to go and check out the data that they have got, then please do. I'll try and link some of the websites that they've set up in the description of this podcast and any links that I put on social media so that you can go and find out for yourselves where this data is coming from. One lady talking about a scientist and doctor who she wouldn't name, who's been in touch with this drug research center in Southampton, talking about things to do with that. So they were notably light on details, very key with their numbers. Again, going back to the white rose stickers I saw around, they labelled 25,000 COVID vaccine deaths. Which I think is an interesting number to quote. But again, on the Politics Unbox podcast, I want to try and make sure that all sides are heard, and I felt that by cutting over some of their arguments, I would have lost some of the nuances they are trying to put in them. So that's why I made the decision not to actively be challenging. And also because I didn't have the data and information available to me, I didn't want to be quoting the wrong figures. But that was, as I say, pretty much the end of the protest, or certainly for me, as I walked back over to Waterloo Station, and I did record a little outro. Now, full disclosure on this one, there is a lot of wind interference. It was a pretty windy bit. I was actually recording this, probably an unwise way to record this, walking over Westminster Bridge. But it is still, I think, a fairly decent little bit of an outro. But let's give it a go. So I'll hand you over to me for a bit of an outro, then I'll come back in with the usual social media plugs. So see you in a bit.
Out of London for the day. I went back to Parliament Square to try and see if I could chat to some more of the anti-lockdown protesters. None of them seemed very open to talking to me on this particular occasion, but never fear, I got a few the other time. Now, hopefully this one isn't too ruined by wind exposure. It probably will be. But no, it's petering out, that protest. There are still probably 100, 200 people there. No one now down by Downing Street, still just around the Parliament Square area. A resilient few will probably stay right until the bitter end. The police don't know they're going to be moving in, so those fears of a kettling and boxing in were unwarranted, really. So that's pretty much it. As I'm walking across Westminster Bridge now to get over to towards Waterloo, and yeah, that's been my little foray into the world of the anti-lockdown protest. I stumbled across it completely by accident, sort of went sort of looking for it, but then didn't quite realise it was there. And it's been quite an experience. There have been all sorts of opinions shared, and I have to say, I wasn't expecting some of them. But no, this has been a Politics Unboxed special.
So yes, that was a new style of episode for the Politics Unbox podcast. I haven't done one of those before. I think I enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm going to be doing more of them when I can. Let me know how you felt about it. If you did like the episode, please do give us a rating wherever you can on the apps that you get this podcast from. And any feedback is more than appreciated. If you want to get in touch, then you can do by all the usual channels. That's the Instagram, which is at politics.unbox. The Twitter is at politicsu. And the Facebook says search for Politics Unbox. If you want to get in touch via email, then you can at politics.unboxed@outlook.com. Or if you want to get in touch on our website, it's www.politicsunboxpodcast.wordpress.com. But for now, this has been a bit of a longer episode, a bit of a different episode. Let me know if you think this style is good and if you want to hear more of it. But that is all we have on today's episode. So thank you very much for listening. I hope to see you all around again soon for the next episode of the Politics Unboxed podcast. And until then, goodbye.